Time now for us to catch up with our good friends at Orokonui Eco Sanctuary, and Taylor Davies Colley joins us on the line again this morning. Morena, good to have you with us again, Taylor.
Morena, Jeff, it's good to be here, yeah.
Let's cut to, I guess, what is on the tip of everyone's thoughts when they think about what's going on with the Eco Sanctuary at the moment. That was the recent news around the Ministry of Education enriching local curriculum fund, which the Eco Sanctuary has relied on in recent years to help provide some of the wonderful services around education that it has. The cut to that funding came as a bit of a surprise, not just to your institution, but to others as well. How's the team doing at the moment?
We're kind of still in the process of just processing that, and we're still waiting for kind of feedback on where that kind of decision lands. I think like a lot of organisations around the country who weren't successful in the same place as we are, and we're just kind of waiting for to see, you know, where the criteria didn't quite meet up what we're doing, and we'll go from there. But all in all, we're kind of in a place that's quite positive, especially just, you know, are reflecting on how amazing everyone has been in terms of the community looking out for us and saying, look, we really support what you're doing. And we're kind of really looking forward to seeing where we might be able to go to that, to really kind of work alongside the community to keep delivering programs.
Yeah, it's fair to say, I think, that the pain felt by Orokonui Eco Sanctuary, Otago Museum and others is certainly felt by the community and those who have spent some time at the Eco Sanctuary themselves, perhaps those who have kids who have benefited from the education programs there and the contact that they've had with the likes of yourself and Tahu McKenzie, they know that there is a wealth of knowledge and skill and expertise there that can be tapped still in some kind of way. It's just a kind of approach now of reconfiguring, I suppose, Taylor.
Yeah, just looking at what we're doing and considering, can we keep doing things the same way? Is there things that we can improve on? You know, it's kind of an interesting coincidence that this actually lines up almost perfectly with Matariki, because it's like, you know, it's a time of new beginnings and considering what the last year has been and make some plans going forward. And I think that's exactly where we're at with our program, is going, okay, we've done things, you know, alongside the ministry for 13 years, and is there an opportunity here to look at how we can do our program going forward that makes it even better for, you know, teaching our tamariki, for supporting local teachers, and just generally, you know, having a lot of fun in the forest.
For most organisations that run along the lines that you do, the whole question of funding, it's never guaranteed, is it? You just move from year to year, and you have to be a bit, nimble around it all, and be a bit creative about the way you make things happen. And it might be, you know, best case scenario, perhaps, Taylor, is that some of the local businesses that admire and respect so much the work that the Eco Sanctuary does might want to make a connection, perhaps, with the Eco Sanctuary, and find out about ways that they might be able to support what you're doing.
Yeah, absolutely. If that's the sort of thing that we're going to be looking into. And so, if there is anyone out there, any local businesses that are looking to, you know, partner with a program like ours, so that we can continue to deliver programs, not just generally, but also another really important part of that is that we really want to ensure that the programs are priced at a point that, you know, that they are as accessible as possible, because we don't want, you know, anyone to be priced out of the programs and things like that. So if there are businesses out there, you know, they can get in touch with us and would love to look at what we can do together.
Well, from all of us here at ORFM, all the very best to you and the rest of the team there at Orokonui Eco Sanctuary. It's hopefully just a little blip on the radar. And as you say, at this time of year, new beginnings, also time for reflection as well. And it is an exciting time, isn't it, with Puaka Matariki Festival program officially getting underway today. Beautiful start to that with the lovely clear skies this morning, Taylor.
Absolutely. No, I'm really looking forward to Matariki weekend. The sanctuary will be closed Friday, which is a great opportunity for, you know, everyone to spend time with whānau and spend some of that time, you know, doing maybe participating in all the amazing things that's happening around the city. It's a really exciting program. And then, of course, kind of over the weekend, what better way to take some time to reflect than to go through for a walk through the forest, you know?
Yeah, indeed. And so if we were to take a walk through the forest at Orokanui Eco Sanctuary at the moment, what will we be looking out for in particular?
Well, Matariki is a time where we see pretty much the end of all the fruiting and flowering in the forest. And it's a time where certain iwi around the country would begin the harvest of certain birds because, you know, the forest has stopped providing those berries and fruits and things like that. And now, you know, you have to shift the way that you live in the forest and use the forest. So certainly expect to see very few fruit and flowers and things like that around. Lots of birds in the forest starting to use other food sources. Kereru will start to feed on leaves of things like kōwhai. Kaka will be in the forest starting to feed on things like sap. And you'll see, yeah, different behaviours and all sorts of things.
In terms of the plant life, you know, not too much flowering at the moment, or am I wrong about that? Are the things that flower through the course of the year?
You'll get some things that flower through the course of the year. Certainly, like in a truly healthy forest, we see that something will fruit or flower nearly all year round because they are trying to stagger themselves to sort of provide for the pollinators and the fruit distributors all year round because they want to, you know, keep those things going. But yeah, we would see a very minimal amount of it. The one thing that is, of course, fruiting at the moment is all the fungi in the forest. So that's definitely a good thing to look out for. Fungi of all different colours, purples, blues, little red ones, lots of different brown ones, of course. But yeah, lots of things like that around.
Taylor, what we would expect at this time of the year, quite naturally, is from time to time a bit of rainfall, a bit of the cooler weather and so forth. What would you say about preparing yourself for a winter's walk through the Eco Sanctuary?
Well, that's a really good question. We get a lot of people who arrive, who aim to come out to the sanctuary on a really sunny day. But I can tell you from being up there yesterday, you know, it was that grey, cloudy day. The forest was alive. So many of the birds, particularly the kaka, really get excited about those cloudy days. And the forest is really, really wet, vibrant, and yeah, for lack of a better descriptor, alive. It is a cloud forest, and so it really benefits from that. So I would really recommend if you are keen on a day like yesterday where it was a bit cloudy but wet, chuck on your jacket, chuck on your woolies underneath, and head up there, go for a walk, see those birds in the forest really, really living their best life. And then, of course, you can warm up with a coffee at the cafe afterwards.
How about the condition of the tracks themselves during winter?
Oh, I mean, all of the tracks are gravel. And so all of the main walking tracks are really, really well-groomed and really maintained all year round to a level that even if it was raining, you wouldn't be too worried about slipping over.
Well, there you go. Why not put that on your agenda for part of the winter for yourself and for your whānau? Perhaps, as Taylor suggested, this time of year with the Pōaka Matariki Festival kicking off today, it's a good time to do some reflection, and taking a solo walk or a group walk in the forest is a wonderful thing to be able to do. And just, again, closed on Friday to celebrate the first New Zealand public holiday for Matariki. And otherwise, your opening hours are what?
Open Saturday, Sunday, Monday, 9:30 to 4:30, and the cafe from 11 to 2:30.
Brilliant stuff. Taylor Davies-Colley, thanks so much for taking some time to join us again here on ORFM. All the best to you and the team at Orokanui Eco Sanctuary.
Thanks, Jeff.